Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next guest is awesome. We are happy to have him on, and we are happy that AP Bio has a home on the streaming services on Peacock.
This is great news, because I really enjoyed this show, and I thought it was cast off into the ether, and it is not.
And we've had the pleasure of being able to spend time with him in person on more than a few occasions. He's an awesome guy. Please welcome Glenn Howerton to the show. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, guy. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I don't know. It's been too long. It's been too long.
It has been long.
It seems like a decade, and it's only been a few months.
Yeah.
Has it really? Oh, my God.
What's before we get to the show and all that stuff, what's quarantine life brought out in you? Because people are, seeing changes in themselves and so on. Anything, or is it steady as she goes?
That's really funny. Most people are just like, how's quarantine life going? And you guys are like, what is it bringing out in you?
Because we know that for many, it's almost like when someone gets lit up, it'll accentuate aspects of their personality.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think you're right. Well, it's actually led to some good habits, and I would say some bad habits.
All right.
I've weirdly been, my wife and I built this house, and I've made myself a little office in the of the basement's not a great place for an office in some ways, because there's like very little light, so it's a little strange. But we have these little light wells, but it's also like working in a hole. But it's quiet down there, and I've actually been super productive since we've been in quarantine, and I've also been working out a lot, so I'm in really good shape. But okay, so those are the good things.
Mm-hmm.
But and also spending more time with my kids. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I would argue that's also a bad thing.
That's a bad thing.
But there's also a little bit more drinking than usual.
Well, if you're working out, you're earning those drinking calories.
That's exactly how I justify it. I don't know that my liver agrees with me.
You're a health conscious guy, because I remember one time we were at the Core Golf Outing event, and Charlie had noted, he had said something to me. He's like, watch Glenn, he's going to get his own special meal. He'll say something about that and make sure that. So you're very conscious about what you take into your body already.
I am, actually, yeah. I eat vegan, I would say, probably around 95% of the time. I didn't used to. I was always trying different kinds of diets. Like, I was doing paleo for a long time, and I'm always trying to figure out the healthiest diet, and way to stay fit and all that. And I sort of the last 3 years have landed on the vegan thing, and
okay.
Really enjoy it. It's not always easy to cram your face full of vegetables, but
it's getting easier though. I found so. I've always on a basic just ethical level, as an animal person and loving all that, I was always looking for the entree into vegetarianism and veganism, and it's just that the food in general stunk, and they've really gotten good at making dishes that are sensational, and the amount of places that offer those options and do a good job of it, it's exponentially that much more. So now it's a legit option, and especially if you eat more of a fast food way, you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's also a way to eat vegan that's extremely unhealthy, but you're right, it is. It's definitely more ethical toward the planet, and if you're actually doing it the right way, it seems like the science seems to point to that it's the healthiest way to eat as
well. All right, well, let's talk about this, about AP Bio making the jump to streaming. How do you feel about that?
It's great. I mean, honestly, obviously, what else am I going to say? But the truth is, it's been really, really good, because not only has Peacock totally supported the show, but the show has always done well with a streaming audience from the very beginning. I mean, it skews a little bit younger. It skews toward the type of audience that streams shows. They don't watch shows linear on NBC, and that became apparent very quickly when the ratings were okay on NBC, but not amazing. Tons of people were streaming it, because at the time it was on Hulu. So when Universal, which is who makes AP Bio, decided to drop Peacock and they decided to, put on original shows, they picked us up very quickly because they saw that we had a good streaming audience. And it's also been great because we don't have the same restrictions that we had on NBC. And, you know, not that the show is getting like super profane now or anything, or, you know, ultra violent or anything, but, you know, but it does free up a little bit of artistic, you know, it does give you a little bit more license to take things a little bit further than you could on NBC. And also, we have a little bit more time to tell the stories, which is crucial. If you, you know, for a show like ours, which has, well, like AP Bio, that has a huge cast of characters, you know, you want to be able to have like B and C stories and explore some of the crannies of the school that are harder to do when you don't have as much time.
So my wife and I watched the show from the get-go and really, really enjoyed it. The ensemble is everything, as you said, and you have like Patton Oswalt, and you have a number of great the kids who are in your AP class, who you, being the deranged character that you are, employ them for revenge often. They all have good stories, and there's a great chemistry. But you're right, you. As much as you try, you can't in 21 commercial minutes. It's hard to get, you know, a full story out. But this is great. And I was legitimately we were legitimately sad when we heard, at least the perception was, it had been canceled. So having it come back for, is it 8 episodes on Peacock?
Yeah, it was supposed to be 10. We had just finished shooting the 8th episode when everything shut down because of COVID. So that's the only reason it's 8 and not 10.
Okay.
We just were able to. I'm glad we were able to get out as 8 when we could, because I mean, I don't know if they would have aired it. If it had episode season or something. I mean, maybe who knows. but the good news is, I mean, the show has really, in my opinion, the show has really, really found its stride in the third season. I mean, I love the first two seasons. I think they're great. I think they're super weird and funny and strange. But like, season three is almost every episode is the best episodes from seasons one.
Well,
and two.
You start, look, your character is a, you know, a little bit. Well, there's a little bit of derangement. There's a little bit of revenge. But you get flashes of humanity and things that allow you to sort of center and focus in on. And that was starting to happen in the second season a little bit. So it's cool that we get a third season to see these characters and you specifically and everyone follow through. That's going to be very cool.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I think he's warming. He's really warming up to Toledo. He's warming up to the kids. He's warming up to the school and all that. But, you know, but the great thing is the beautiful thing about it, the thing that I think makes the show so interesting, is that he can't really show it to them or he feels like he can't show it to them because he feels this, you know, he has his ego wants him so desperately to be this elitist, you know, Harvard professor guy. And so he has to fight this pull towards being, you know, the softy hometown Toledo boy.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so that tension is really interesting. But I do like that, you know, it gives me a chance as an actor, which is great, to play, you know, some warmer, sweeter, kinder stuff, which, you know, we obviously don't do.
Speaking of Sunny, I mean, I was thinking about you and your castmates, and you guys are kind of all over every single streaming platform that there is at this point, because Rob's got Apple Plus, and you have Peacock TV, and Caitlin's on Quibi and wherever else. And then Sunny itself is on, I think it's on Hulu and FXX Plus, and there's so many different ways to consume you guys in so many different platforms. Do you ever find it confusing? Because I do.
Well, it was one of my worries when they were like, okay, we are going to pick the show up, but it's going to be on streaming. I was like, yes. And it's going to go on something called Peacock. And I was like,
yeah.
So what is that? And they were like, it's a new streaming. So I was like, a new streaming service. Oh my God. Why? Who's going to do another, you know? But since then, you know, since they've been, you know, building that brand out and everything, like I look on Peacock and I'm like, dude, like, no joke. There's so much amazing, amazing stuff on that service. Like, I mean, you know, with everything that's out there, I was like, well, God, how are you going to compete with all these other things? But I would say, I mean, based on what's up there, I'm like, God, man, I'm in good company.
Glenn,
here.
I picked it up immediately because it was just after the actor who played Eddie Haskell died. I happened to and it popped up on an Xfinity. Good news for people: if you have Xfinity, you can get it immediately, and it's basically another channel you can access all of this stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's easily accessed. And every freaking Leave It to Beaver episode was there for the taking, plus tons of other stuff. So we end up watching it all the time. It's perfect. I know what you're saying, though. It's like, oh, my God, here's another freaking thing to add to my apps or whatever. But
yeah.
it integrates now with Comcast and Xfinity. It's seamless.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. I don't have Comcast and Xfinity, so I haven't experienced it, but that's what I've heard. And,
yeah.
It's really cool. And I got to say about Quibi, like, you know, it was tough that they launched at a time when everybody – it was supposed to be like a – you know, you can watch all these shows on your cell phone or whatever. But – and it was at a time when everyone was like, well, I guess we're staying home now.
Yes.
You know, but ever since they made it so that you could AirPlay it off to your, onto your, you know, your device, your Apple TV or, you know, Roku or whatever, that's when I started really watching the Quibi stuff and finally saw Caitlin's show because I didn't want to watch it by myself. I wanted to watch it with my wife. Caitlin's show is terrific. And I did a show on there called The Fugitive too, which is really cool.
What happens is, unfortunately is, you know, there is a wealth of great stuff that you now run the opposite risk of what used to be. How do you find, you know, there's nothing on that's worth watching. Now there's a tremendous amount of stuff and things get lost in the proverbial sauce. So, you know, you're almost reticent to recommend a show to someone because they're probably watching 15 things you're not watching.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. That's why I'm so happy AP Bio is as odd and strange as it is.
Because it is. To people who are wondering, let me jump in here because the characters there is if you're an Always Sunny fan, you're going to find a tone that's very similar, but there is there's a lot more going on. I think your supporting cast again is that's everything. That's a make or break in a show, and the cast is fantastic.
Oh my God, they're amazing. Like every single cast member is a total scene stealer. It's incredible. I mean, you're excited to see this whenever the students are on. You're excited to see them whenever the other teachers are on. You're excited to see what they're going to do. I mean, it doesn't feel like any other show that's on TV.
Who's the woman playing the secretary for Patton, the principal secretary? She's great.
Oh, Paula Pell. Yeah, she was. You know, she was an actor and a performer for years, but mostly what she's known for is being a writer on Saturday Night Live.
Huh.
Yeah, she was a writer on SNL. She would pop up in skits every once in a while. I don't know why she wasn't a cast member, you know. And you know, talking to her about it, I'm like, I can't believe, you know, because she's kind of like breaking out and becoming a little bit of a star now. And, you know, she's like in her 50s. And it's like, why did it take you so long? You are so smart and so funny, you know. And she was like, because I finally aged into the characters that I've always been playing. So, you know, she kind of grew up doing a lot of sketch stuff, and she was like in her 20s and 30s playing 50-year-old women, which works in sketch, but it doesn't work, you know, if you're actually playing that person on a real show or in a play or so. You know, you can't really, if you're 30, you're not really playing 50, but it works in a sketch. So she's now that age that she's actually the age of the characters that she's always played, and that's her reason. That's why she's like, that's why it's taken so long.
With her writing credits, speaking of writing, is that something you've been jotting down any ideas since you've had a little extra time on your hands?
That's all I've been doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I've got a pilot that I've been working on, and I've got a screenplay that I'm desperately trying to finish that's killing me. But that's pretty much what I've been doing the entire quarantine.
Okay. I wanted to ask you because Dennis and Jack, the character you play in AP Bio, they share a similar mindset, and it's a kind of character I like to see that makes me laugh. What do you think is the attraction, at least for you and for people who are drawn to that kind of character that just makes it a it's a laugh getter? What about that type of person works for you?
I think there's a few things. One, I think, you know, whenever you've got somebody who's a little bit of a narcissist or super egotistical, I think you want to see them fail. I think there's pleasure in sort of watching somebody with an attitude like that not do well. So I think there's the sort of wish fulfillment side of it. But I think it's also like showing the humanity behind that in a way.
Yeah.
Like making it clear to the world that, hey, it's not okay to be this way because this is actually a very fragile person. You know, I mean, that to me is the kind of the key behind it, is that, you know, anyone who has such a big ego and is super narcissistic like that, it's because they're actually very, very, very fragile. And it's because, you know, often I think it's because they actually feel so much that they have to bury it and hide it with this big ego so that they don't have to like feel the big feelings or, you know, feelings of rejection or whatever, you know. And
you sort of love them, but you also enjoy the comeuppance. And then also that also is an opportunity for their humanity to be revealed, which is an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, I think once you have those moments, you know, I mean, certainly on AP Bio where you see that tough exterior break and you see it crack and you see the little boy inside the big egotistical man. There's something really kind of heartbreaking about that, I think. And, but you know, I also think that it's important. Like, I think if you are a narcissist and a egotistical person, like I don't think it would work for you for that kind of a person to play.
Right.
That would never work. You know, I think it's important that, like, I'm not that way at all.
Mm-hmm. You could not do what you do and be that way. I can't see it.
I don't think so. I don't think you, there wouldn't be the warmth.
Yeah.
Hopefully that I like to, that people can see a little bit of who I really am, you know, sort of underneath the character. And that's kind of part of what makes
it's gotta be fun to pretend to be that way though. Right.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's got to be, yeah.
I love it. I've been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I have to tell you, in the quarantine, I've drawn a great deal, an almost a troubling amount of pleasure from watching the outtakes and blooper reels from It's Always Sunny from all the years. And they are effing hilarious. And I'll tell you something. I said to these guys, in a collective of super talented, funny people, your stuff and the way you crack up Charlie is just a joy. And there are, I will go to and watch them over and over again. The scene where you and Charlie are trying to decide, you're talking to the police detective, the investigator about being molested and what exactly happened. And or the door that Charlie thinks says pirate, and you're saying, you mean the door that says private, or you're trying to convince him not to eat cat food. When you crack him up, it is just the best. Can you remember the longest time it took for you to regain your composure when you were working with him dealing with one of these laughing fits?
Well, the scene where we're talking to the sketch artist in the police has to be one of the most difficult. That was one of the most difficult scenes to get through, and it was late on a Friday night. That was the other tough thing about it too, is that, like, you know, you're just like, the crew is just like, I just want to go home, man. Yeah. Not as funny as you guys think it is. It was 10 times funnier to us. You know, and but that is, like, I have to say, like, I mean, that's one of the things that kind of fuels me with that show, is my goal almost all of the time, anytime I'm doing a scene, is to try and make the other actors in the scene fake. To try to make them laugh, because I just enjoy that. That's the most gratifying thing. That's when I know it's going well. But also just because, it just keeps it fresh and funny to me to constantly. I mean, that's why we're always ad-libbing and improvising and you know, I mean, I also love that blooper scene between us, the sketch artist, and us.
Because it's great. I mean,
really, how much we. The script is the same, but you can see every take is totally different.
And there's just turns on it. When you're trying to convince Charlie, you know, when he's eating cat food, and you say, because you're not a cat,
right?
And the delivery is and it just cracks them up. You know, that's everything.
Well, and
It wasn't in the script. It wasn't in the script. It was just something that came out.
And
we
saw the improvisation firsthand when we went out to L.A. to film our scenes with you guys, because Rob and Charlie were there, and we're delivering our lines, and they'd say, well, say this. And I'm like, but that's not what you wrote for us to say. I worked on these lines.
You're allowed to desecrate your own writing.
Yes, you are allowed to do that. But yeah, but I didn't know
somebody else's stuff. But I have to say, on AP Bio, Mike O'Brien, the show's creator, is totally, totally cool with me improvising and ad-libbing.
That's
great. He's grown to trust that we have the same sense of humor and that I understand the character the way that he does. And so, you know, luckily they give me quite a bit of freedom on there to throw things in every once in a while.
Before we let you go, Glenn, what's the status on El Tonto, which was written and directed by Charlie Day, and you're in as well?
Yeah, well, so he had to do some reshoots on that, and I think he's actually, I know he's finishing editing it in the next, like, 2 weeks, I think. So he's actually still editing that. It's a beast of a movie. I mean, there's a ton of characters in it. You know, I've seen early cuts of it, and there's some really, really, I mean, it's really, really, really funny, and it is like nothing else. I mean, it's kind of amazing what he was able to pull off with that movie. So I'm excited for people to see it, but I have no idea when it's going to be actually coming out.
We're looking forward to that, and it's great news, especially if you haven't checked out AP Bio, that you have this way of accessing it. It is it has my stamp of approval, if that means anything. It's hilarious, and I'm sure people will be checking it out.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. It does. I love hearing that, and I'm hearing it more and more. I think people are really kind of dropping into it, and starting to really kind of, you know, drop into the world and the unique sense of humor of the show.
Love it. AP Bio season 3, which is streaming now on Peacock. Glenn, always a treat. Thanks for coming on this morning, man.
Yeah, it's great talking to you guys. Hopefully, we'll see each other soon.
Yes. Love that. Yeah, Glenn Howerton, guys. Yeah. Take care, Glenn. We'll see you. That's excellent. He's awesome. He's awesome. And he's right that the improv, like, just changing constantly. They'll do takes of lines and then let's do it again. And then just completely change it up over and over and over. And then something happens. It's just hilarious.
It's what makes it magical. There's the episode that's fairly recent, Casey, that, you know, where they're going to the human resources people about, you know, about sexual improprieties in the office and so on and so forth. And Charlie's talking about it. His uncle molested. Well, he didn't actually, you know, molest me. And you know, Dennis is going, oh, no. He got in there.
Yeah.
And they just can't collect it. It's just great.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.